Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are completely free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. We stumbled across some information about a movement that I hadn't even heard of until tonight, last hour, Mark, and I'm still sort of interested in exploring what exactly it's about. They call themselves Unity 08. And one of our listeners stumbled across a couple of their supporters today at the polls, and Johnson has since sent me a few interesting links about this particular group, though the group itself isn't really too interesting. It's just to sort of recap what they want, or what their goals are, and what their reason for existing is that they believe the American people are tired of the Republicans and Democrats. Okay, yeah. Okay, I agree with that part. I think most people are tired, sick and tired, of the same old crap that they get from the Republicans and Democrats. Fine, you got me so far. But then their solution to the perceived problem is to create a new party that will be made up of Republicans and Democrats. Huh? That's their concept, Mark.
Can't we all just get along?
That's what they're trying to do. They want the election. Their number one goal, to recap here, is the election of a unity ticket for president and vice president of the United States in 2008, headed by people from each major party, or by an independent who presents a unity team from both parties. Why even bring the word independent in there? If you want the team to be made up...
Both parties, right.
A Republican and a Democrat. Now, way back in the day, when this country was founded, when there was a presidential race, it wasn't done the same. As I recall, when you elected a president, the vice president was of the other party. Wasn't that the case?
That's how it used to
be.
For
a long time, right? So, if that's where they're going with this, okay, interesting. But weren't vice president and president... how did it work? Did they elect the president and then whoever won the opposite party was elected into the vice president?
My understanding was the guy who got the second amount of votes was the vice president, but maybe it just worked that way generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do I know?
If you can answer that one for us, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line.
There must have been something wrong with that system. I don't know.
The new ground broken in meeting our goals will include new... This is from their website, Unity 08. That will include new choices for voters, new opportunities for candidates, and new uses of modern technology as well. In pursuing our goals, we'll follow both the law in every instance and seek the opinion of the Federal Elections Commission to interpret the law where we're breaking new ground. In fact, we're currently seeking an FEC advisory opinion to guide our early decisions. We are not looking to build a new and permanent party. That might happen, but our objective is to fix the old parties. Ugh. Stop. Just give up on them. I mean, this is just as pointless as the Republicans and Democrats coming in and saying, look, our objective is to fix this government. I mean, that's what they've been saying for decades. We're going to fix this government. Just elect us. Look, just elect Democrats this time, folks. The Republicans have screwed it up, and we're going to fix this government.
We won't abuse our power, and we won't grant favors to our friends and punish our enemies like we've done before. We won't spend all your money on silly social programs. Vote for us this time.
A unity ticket in office for one term or even taking part in just one election can bring new ideas, new integrity, and new leaders to the fore. We will not waste time assessing blame. Both parties and all of us who have been active in them share responsibility for the current political morass. We hope instead to return the focus of our politics and policy to the common good. Those ideas and traditions which unite and empower us as individuals and as a people. Ugh, can I rinse my mouth out after reading all this gobbledygook? What a bunch of feel-good crap. But it gets better. Unity 08 on the issues. Because you must be wondering, I mean, in a group that has a goal of uniting the two parties together...
Where do they stand on the issues?
What could they possibly have to say about the issues? Well, get this. It's a whole lot of nothing. In fact, this entire page has been just a whole lot of nothing.
Let's get the parties together so they can work together.
Unity 08 divides issues facing the country into two categories, Mark. Crucial issues, on which America's future safety and welfare depend, and important issues, which, while vital to some, will not, in our judgment, determine the fate or future of the United States. Now, if this group hasn't marginalized itself yet in your mind, as far as how pointless their existence is...
What they say is crucial certainly will.
Here we go. In our opinion, crucial issues include global terrorism, our national debt, our dependence on foreign oil, the emergence of India and China as strategic competitors and or allies, nuclear proliferation, global climate change, the corruption of Washington's lobbying system, the education of our young, the health care of all, and the disappearance of the American dream for so many of our people. By contrast...
Sounds like all the issues.
Oh. But listen to what they consider important issues. Remember, those were the crucial issues.
Well, there's so many of them, I don't see how we'd ever get to any of the important issues.
By contrast, we consider gun control, abortion, and gay marriage important issues, worthy of debate and discussion in a free society, but not issues that should dominate or even crowd our national agenda. In our opinion, since the disintegration of the Soviet Union, our political system seems to have focused more attention on the important issues than the critical issues, or the crucial issues. One result, the political parties have been built to address the interests of their base, but have failed to address the realities that impact most Americans. I don't think that these people actually understand what most Americans want. Now, I don't presume to understand what most Americans want, but I'll take a shot. I think most Americans want to get government out of their lives. Polling numbers back me up on that.
That much is true.
When you ask Americans if they've had enough government, most Americans want to reduce the size of government.
They want to reduce the size of government, but, and you know, really that's it. But they all have an issue or two that's important to them, and they feel the government's going to solve that issue.
Right. And the idea that this unity group is going to be able to get the Republicans and Democrats to somehow come together on what they outlined as their crucial issues is nutso. And secondly, they're going to alienate a huge chunk of Americans by ignoring the important issues, as they call it. You ignore gun control, you ignore abortion, gay marriage, these divisive issues.
I consider the gun control to be the most important issue that one can vote on.
So you're not going to vote for unity?
No, I wouldn't have voted for unity anyway.
Indeed. So good luck to them. See how they work out. I don't predict much success for them. Let's continue with the calls here. Let's talk to Charlie in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling, I'm John's friend, Charlie.
Oh, come on, John, you only get one call every night.
There were a couple of very important points on this.
I can't let you get away with it.
Sorry, John.
See ya. 800-259-9231, I understand.
Wanting to get the point across, it just, you know, you can't let one person...
can't let it happen.
Yeah, just can't do it.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line.
Yeah, write it down and have somebody else call.
Or call tomorrow night. I mean, we do the show six nights a week.
Certainly talk about it.
So you could have six calls per week, and we won't restrict you from that.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, now the reason why that rule came about, by the way, was back in the original days of Free Talk Live, when we were just a local show, we had some more young people listening, and they were really likely to continue calling and calling and calling, and we just had to put a stop to it. In fact, in the old days, it used to be two calls per night, but then we have since reduced that even further. Because, especially in a busy night where the calls are coming in like crazy, not happening tonight, but when that does happen, it's even more important to keep it to one call per night.
Right. It's tough in instances like this where, it'd be just as easy to take John's second call as not, and he probably has some really great points on what we're talking about. But, you know, you got the rule, and... We got to be a national level show, and
there you go.
Done.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll free line, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Enough of this Unity 08 crap. We're gonna go over to Bombay, India, and talk about child labor. Is it a bad thing? We'll explore. A lot of people think so. A lot of people think we need laws to protect the chillins. We'll explore the issue and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find are completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The controversial, apparently, Shrine of Female Listeners. Still a conversation going on the bulletin board system about how it's supposedly demeaning to women, which I think is absolutely ludicrous. And an insult to those ladies that have taken the time to send us their Shrine photos.
Deeply insulting.
Yeah. I think really what it is the woman who suggested, and there's been a couple of them now that have chimed in,
mm-hmm.
that it's that it's demeaning. I think they're just angry that not all women think the way that they do.
Right, and that's what it is. It's saying that, you know, if you don't think like me, you're wrong.
Yep, and that's wrong. So visit the Shrine and see what it's all about. You'll find that it's anything but demeaning. Shrine.freetalklive.com. That is, there have been dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo on a voluntary basis, proving that they listen to the show. It's validated. You'll see what I mean. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And also, register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd to the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, let's go to India and Bombay, talking about kitties. And working, because people say that kids shouldn't be able to work. That's why we have child labor laws here in the United States. Federal law, I believe, prevents people from under the age of 14 from working. And many state laws that have some pretty onerous regulations that are applied to 14 and 15-year-old workers. And I believe there are federal laws applied to them as well. Basically, if you're under the age of 16, it's tough to get a job in America. Some places will hire 14 and 15-year-olds. But most of them don't even bother because they don't want to jump through those regulations. And so it's an issue here, but it's a bigger issue in Bombay, India. According to Forbes.com, at the crack of dawn on Tuesday, 12-year-old Arti and her friends set out as usual from their homes in East Delhi slums to a neighboring residential area where they work as maids. Some of the girls had heard rumors of India's new ban on child labor. Got to protect the children, Mark.
Of course.
Which can't have the children getting taken advantage of.
God knows.
These are the excuses these lawmakers make.
They can't help their family.
Which prohibits people from hiring children under the age of 14 as domestic servants or workers in places like hotels and tea shops. Arti, who gives her earnings to her mother every month to help meet household expenses, is scared that if the law is implemented, it might mean no food on the table for her and her siblings. That's worth it, right? And we want to protect the kids. They shouldn't have to work.
So we'll just make
just
it so they can't
starve them to death. In millions of families across India, children like Arti go out and work at odd jobs to supplement the meager income that their uneducated parents earn. Although India's laws already ban the employment of children in hazardous jobs like mines and factories, there are thousands who continue to do even that work. Human Rights Watch estimates that there are between 60 and 115 million child laborers in India. Activists in the field say just passing a law will do little to change the situation. These children don't start working at an early age out of choice, says documentary filmmaker so-and-so, Ms. Panda. They do it so they can get a day's meal. Well, sweetie, that's choice. I mean, it's still a choice. They could choose to go and steal stuff.
Right. They could choose not to eat and
right.
starve to death.
They could choose to go and eat grass or cow dung or something, but they've chosen to work because they realize that that's the best option out there for them and their families. He adds, quote, the government should first ensure that their needs of food, housing, and education are met. Yes, because these despotic ruling governments in the middle, Asia, what is that, Central Asia, India? These despotic governments in Central Asia really, really care about the children, right? They're going to be able to just ensure that all of the children in the country are fed. In fact, why don't we just let the government control all of the food in India, and then they can just parcel it out to whomever they deem. That worked really well in Russia, right?
Right, food lines, people standing in line all day just to be able to get bread that ran out in the morning time. You know, I got a job when I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of fell into the job, admittedly. It was, and it wasn't a difficult job.
Fell in because someone pushed you. Some boss who just wanted to use you, didn't he?
No, that didn't really work that way.
He shoved you into the job.
Well, I was lured in.
You were his slave.
By the promise of comic books.
Oh.
So there was a comic book store that I went to regularly. I didn't have a lot to do after school, and I really liked comic books, so
right.
I went to a comic book store. I was 12. That explains things. And I would hang out there because the people would talk to me. I don't know.
Yeah, you were a comic book geek.
Yeah, that's what I was.
It was a cool place to hang out for you.
And one day I was hanging out there, and a guy who worked there said, I'll give you a comic book if you go down to the drugstore a little ways and bring me a soda. And
sweet.
pretty soon.
That was a hell of a deal.
It was, you know, the next Saturday, because he was stuck in there on a Saturday, the next Saturday, I was hoping for the same thing, and I got it. And then
Excellent.
Pretty soon, everybody was like, yeah, this works. We can get stuff from stores. He'll, like, run things, you know, go get things for us for a comic book. And I was happy to do it, you
sure.
know. And then, well, why don't you file these comic books in alphabetical order? I can handle my ABCs at 12.
Yeah.
Private school, you know. And I did that, and I got paid, and pretty soon I was... Paid in comic books.
Okay.
And pretty soon I was, I had a schedule. I would come in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from,
Little did you realize you were being...
3:30 to 5:30.
Taken advantage of.
Yeah, that didn't really happen to me there, no. I had a good time, and I got a lot of comic books.
But they took advantage of you. They didn't pay you.
Well, they paid
cash.
Me.
They didn't pay you in cash.
Well,
this is an outrage.
But I went there willingly every single day. Well, every
That's
other day.
That's because you were being taken advantage of and you didn't know it. That well, scumbag. Who does he think he is asking children?
Oh. Yeah. It's a woman. So, yeah. Anyway.
That wench.
So anyway, they would, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 3:30 to 5:30, I would go in there and work for comic books. I got $3 an hour in comic book money mm-hmm. that I could then spend on any comics I wanted.
This was in the 80s, right?
This was in the 80s.
Right.
And
so
I
three
had,
bucks an hour.
And I worked there until I was 18. From 12 to 18, I was so taken advantage
wow.
of that I worked there from 12 to 18 and got, you know, at 15, I started getting paid in cash.
Mm-hmm.
That I still had credit left over from when I was 12 to 15
oh,
working
goodness.
There. That's how many, you know, dollars in comic books mm-hmm. that I got, because I just really wanted to be there. That's where I wanted to be, and they paid me to be there.
What did your mom
awesome.
Think about it?
She thought that it was a good thing, and she didn't want me to be bothering them too much, so she set up the schedule Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 3:30 to 5:30, because she didn't want me to bother them.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah.
They were being awfully nice for you, to you, and you were helping them, and that's great.
I still talk to them. They're
yeah.
some of my best friends.
Right, and that's where I was going to go with it, because the guy that I guess co-owned the mm-hmm. store with the lady, he now does a radio show in the area, the
mm-hmm.
The Bradenton area.
They're still married.
And you are still in contact with him.
Yeah.
And you and he have gotten together on a number of occasions. You've come on his show, and
mm-hmm.
this was a relationship that all started because you were taken advantage of. And, of course, I'm kidding when I say those
yeah.
things. I don't mean that at all. Kids are able to make decisions for themselves. And
I knew I liked being at the comic book store.
And if it was a bad deal for you, if they screwed you out of some of the comic books that you were supposed to get, you probably wouldn't have stuck around for much longer, would you?
No, I mean, I didn't have to go.
Well, let's continue talking about what's happening in India with this new child labor ban. Because it's absolutely outrageous that governments around the world are telling kids, you can't work, you can't learn how to make money, you can't learn good work ethic at an early age. That's what this comes down to. More on the way.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you'll find are free, including the archives right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Not a couple days' worth of the show, an entire year's worth of Free Talk Live awaits you at freetalklive.com, all for free. As we go to the phones and to the fun, we're talking about child labor. The people that are proposing child labor laws, the proponents of these laws, believe that children are being taken advantage of by these unscrupulous employers, when in fact that's absolutely not the case. Kids are learning how to get along in the workplace. They're maturing probably faster as a result of this. I got to say that because when I started working at 16, because I'd already had some experience running a register at my mom's store before that, I was much better at the job that at my first real job that I got. And as a result of entering the workforce at an early age, when many of my friends didn't get their first jobs until 18, or late 17 or early 18, they didn't know anything about working until then, I think I matured at a much, much faster rate as a result.
I've got to say that I learned some lessons about work ethic and what it takes to be a good employee,
yeah,
by working at that comic book store. And, lessons that they did not teach me at school.
And they still don't teach those. I mean, the schools claim that they want to create good workers, right? That's the point of the government school system. But even then, they still don't really teach you how to have a job and how to be an effective employee. I want to go to the phones, and we're going to continue the story about India that apparently has just passed a new ban on child labor and explore it a little further. But first, we go to Eddie in Ohio. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Hello, Eddie.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, it was you're talking about working when you're a kid. Well, I'm 43 years old.
Yeah.
And from the age of 7 to 9 years old,
seven.
I had a newspaper out, the West Side Sun News. And then from the age of 10
to 13. How many homes on your route?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I knew we did. I did two streets, and I did it once a week because it just came out every Thursday.
That's awesome.
So that was very exciting for me to go collect the money.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd actually have to go to the houses each time and collect?
Yeah, knock on the door.
Not each time, but
collect.
Monthly.
I see, monthly. Okay.
Yeah, and then from the age of 10 to 13, I had the Cleveland press route. And that was 6 days a week. You delivered it in the afternoon.
Wow.
And then at the age of 13 till I was 15, I worked at Gastown gas station. I made $1 an hour, and that was the most money I ever made. And I thought that was great.
How do you feel looking back on it, comparing your experience to maybe some of your friends that didn't start working until their teenage years? Do you feel like you
learn the
advantage?
Value of money when you're young like that? Because if you don't work when you're young, you really don't realize how tough it is to make money sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the kids get spoiled and just think mom and dad's supposed to take care of them.
Which is what we were talking about earlier tonight with the helicopter parents hovering over their kids all the way into college and into their first jobs. I mean, this is crazy, this babying that we have of kids today in America.
Yeah, so then when they're 22 years old, they finally get their first job and they're having anxiety attacks because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
By the age of 22, I'd already been working for 15 years.
Now, right on.
Now, Eddie, when did you get your first car?
I was 18.
And
my dad didn't want me to have a car until I was 18. I was a little wild, I guess.
Did you buy it or did he buy it?
Oh, I bought it. I paid $400. Well, it was $450. I was $50 short. So my grandfather gave me the extra $50. It was a 73 Ventura.
Sweet.
You know, how'd that feel?
Oh, it felt good. I loved it.
It's your car. You own it. I have never loved a vehicle like I loved my 142S Volvo that I paid, you know, I think it was $900 for, something like that, used. It was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But it was mine because I paid for
right.
it.
The best car I had was a 77 Pontiac Grand Am, or Grand Prix, I mean. I paid $700 for that back in 85 or whatever.
And you know what really bugs me today is driving down, I don't see it as often because there's just aren't as many high schools around here where we're at, but I used to drive past the high school and look over and see all these BMWs and Porsches and all these expensive vehicles that obviously, and SUVs, obviously, mommy and daddy paid for little baby's vehicle. And you could drive himself to school. Oh, he's so cute in the SUV.
I must admit, when I was 30, my father actually got me a car.
Oh, you spoiled brat.
You know, but nothing makes me angrier than seeing a 16-year-old in a brand new BMW.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out.
Eddie, thank you for the call. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231, your stories of how you were exploited as a child. The Packet A toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231.
I didn't even think of paper routes, but paper routes are an excellent example.
You had one.
I did not, no.
I thought you had one.
No. I did deliver a few papers with my nephew. He's older than I am.
Okay.
If that makes any sense to you. When up in Indiana, when he went on his route, I would help him with it, so I have an understanding of what they're like, but I never had my own. Paper routes are great because they're a great use because older people have had them, but they don't exist anymore for young kids.
For the most part, no. Yeah,
yeah, this is just another, it's just showing once more that they don't want kids to work. They don't want them to have money.
Well, now, wait a minute. The newspaper industry is just different. I mean, it's just changed. It's dying.
I would agree with that, but and the, you know, houses are farther apart.
Distribution
kind of
has changed. Anyway, I wanted to jump back to these spoiled little brats, and I think Eddie was making a great point. I mean, he had worked for 15 years by the time he was in his early 20s. And that's just tremendous. Whereas, and he's absolutely right, where there are kids today, remember when we moved into this the house we moved into up here, Mark, these irresponsible brats that were living here, essentially?
Well,
I mean, these kids don't know what the world is like. They don't know what the working world is about. They've just probably gotten their first jobs within the last year, and they're 19 and 20.
I don't know if I knew so much more at their age than they did by having a job, but I think that it did.
I think I personally
helped me value my money.
I think not only did I understand money because my parents had encouraged me to save my money because they wouldn't buy crap for me when I was a kid. And thank goodness they raised me that way. So I had always sort of understood and valued money, but I absolutely think that I had an edge over other kids my age when I was 18, 19, and 20 because I had been working for a few years before. A lot of other people that were my age, when the kids these days are out partying and drinking and, you know, hanging out, I was working. I was working on Friday and Saturday nights when everybody else was out having a good time. Well, I was having a good time at my job dealing with customers and earning money and saving it away. And now what have I got to show for it? I've got the national radio show, and they're just getting out of college.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I I think that...
I think it absolutely did increase my maturity level. Absolutely.
I think that you're an unusual dude in general. I
did the things that were unusual.
I went out on Friday and Saturday nights. I stayed, you know, I worked from, I don't know, 3 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. every Friday and then all day Saturday. And then I'd go out afterwards.
Yeah.
I did save my money then. I'm not so great at saving my money now. I have money in the bank. But, I still don't. I don't know if it teaches all those things, but certainly it put me a leg up.
Oh, yeah. Well, having a job doesn't teach you how to save money.
No.
Not at all. But I think it does increase maturity, especially if you started at an earlier age, because you're dealing with adults, you're learning how to handle customers, and that takes a certain level of maturity if you're working with people.
I would say that that's true. The most important lesson of jobs is getting there on time.
Yep.
It's so important, and for whatever reason, it was important to get to school on time, but I think that the whole punishment thing as far as school that's where it sort of dropped for me, because it was voluntary to go to work, and I learned that I had to be there on time.
So in India, there's a new law that prevents kids from under the age of 14 working as domestic servants or workers in places like hotels and tea shops. And we're talking about one particular young lady, Arti. Government bureaucrat first. The government should first ensure that their needs of food, housing, and education are met. He says that unless the government attempts to rehabilitate the children, they'll end up without any means to survive. People who employ children say the same thing. Letha Nair, a schoolteacher who hires Arti to wash dishes and clean her house, says, "I ensure she gets food to eat and money to take home each month. If nobody employed her, she'd probably be begging on the streets. And I can tell you that it probably would be worse than begging." We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. What's going to befall these young ladies if they can't get real work? Free talk.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the Tuesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Want to know if you were taken advantage of, as these fools that are advocating more and more restrictions and laws on so-called child labor constantly claim that, oh, kids can't decide where they're going to work. They can't make these decisions for themselves. Well, in the case of, it's not so much the case here in America because we're so much more wealthy than India. But in India, this is kind of a bit of a throwback to what America was like when it was in its, the height of the Industrial Revolution. We weren't as wealthy, and families needed to make ends meet, and in many cases, that meant kids had to go out to work.
Right.
And same thing in India. But, the do-gooding politicians have stepped in to put a stop to this child labor by enacting a child labor ban on kids under the age of 14 doing household activity, household jobs, domestic servant type work in places like hotels and tea shops. People who, so some employers were treading delicately on the first day of the ban. Shops in New Delhi's markets posted signs announcing they do not employ child laborers. Some children who work in small market clothing and food stalls said their employers told them to stay away for a few days. So they're still gonna be working under the table at this point. It's just now it's gonna be illegal, and the employers that are essentially they're gonna be breaking the law in order to help some kids out, because these guys are still gonna want to help these kids. That's what the point of all this is. That's what the lady that they're following here, 12-year-old Arti and her friends, pointing out that this girl works for a lady who is a school teacher. She hires Arti to wash dishes and clean her house because she cares about the kid. She wants to give the kid an opportunity to make a little bit of money to bring home to her mom, so her mom, who's illiterate, can make ends meet. And now we're talking about a government that's going to start that's going to be preventing this from happening in many cases. So this is going to mean that the kids are going to be prevented from working if they're caught working. The good people that were trying to give them the jobs are going to be punished because India's government has threatened to punish violators with a year in prison or a fine of about $200, which probably isn't chump change in India. The Prime Minister promised that action would be taken against those who broke the law. In a statement, he said, "For children released from work, arrangements for providing education have been made by the government in all of the states." Oh, great. Great. Well, thanks so much. But as the article points out,
are they getting paid to go to school?
I don't think so.
No, they aren't.
But despite the availability of public education, it's unlikely that the parents of child laborers will send their children to school unless they can find other ways to make ends meet. Look, mom and dad are trying to get the bills paid here, and the kids are helping in this process. And over time, if the kids aren't going to school right now, over time, there are going to be employers, people that care, like these, you know, like the school teacher, like the people that are hiring these kids, that are going to want to see the kids also advance in an educational capacity as well. And I'd like to jump back to what her employer had to say. I ensure she gets food to eat and money to take home each month. If no one employed her, she'd probably be begging on the streets because her family cannot survive without the extra income. And I suggested, Mark, that she'd be doing worse than begging on the streets.
It wouldn't take long.
And what I'm suggesting, of course, is prostitution. And the reason why is not just that I just happened to think of that. I saw there was a documentary that my former girlfriend and I had watched together about kids, I believe it was India, if not somewhere very close by, about kids in this situation, in a situation with mothers who are just illiterate, uneducated, dad's not around anymore, whatever the bad scene, where mom herself is a prostitute. What do you think that the little daughters are going to be trained to do, if that's the case? If they can't go out and get a real legitimate job, and all they know about is mommy's prostitution gig, do you think they might just try it out for themselves?
Well, I think the good chances that mom would send them down that path, because
I think you're right.
That's how the money's made.
Yeah. And yeah, oh, sorry, sweetie, you're not old enough to have a real job. Guess you're just going to have to spread your legs and hope that you don't encounter a rapist with a knife. Because that's what's going to happen. That's going to be the consequence, one of the unintended consequences of this law.
I would say so.
Now, the people that passed this law, they've got good intentions. They want to help the kids. They want to make sure they get an education. They want to help kids. But that's not what's going to happen. As always with government programs, whenever you pass a government program, no matter how lofty the goals, how wonderful it sounds on its face, there's always a serious set of unintended consequences. And when we're talking about kids being taken advantage of by rapists or Johns or whatever it is that will happen to these kids, we're talking about a tragedy that's brewing right now.
Yeah.
Because
created
of some,
by the government's law.
Right, because of some do-gooders who think they know what's best for every single person out there in that country and in every other country with child labor laws. Look, if you get offended when you see a young person working at a job, and how you could be offended by this, I don't know. I personally am pleased when I see a young person running a cash register at a family-operated business. I used to go out to eat from time to time at a very nice restaurant that was owned by a couple of friends of mine, where we come from, back in Florida. And they would sometimes have a young man who was, I believe, 13. Definitely too young to be working, according to America's laws. But nonetheless, there he was. And he would sit there at this restaurant, and he would play a keyboard, essentially. And he wasn't too bad at it, as a matter of fact. He'd obviously had some training. And he would, it was funny because he would play Queen songs. We are the champ. He wouldn't sing, but he would play the tunes, Queen songs. So it was kind of
that makes sense at Classic Rock Bob's restaurant.
You knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, it had to
okay.
be.
And so I just thought this was just a very neat thing. They were giving this young man an opportunity to make some money. He was pretty much getting paid tips. That's it. And he had it was a very large kind of
chalice
on the piano. And people would just come up and put dollar bills in there. And that kid would have a full chalice of bills by the end of the night.
Well, he was also getting his piano lesson in.
I suppose. Well, no, nobody was teaching him there. He was just practicing.
Practice is what it takes.
Right. And so he wasn't half bad. He was dressed very nicely. He fit with the decor of the restaurant.
Nice.
It didn't offend me that he was a young person at all. And obviously, other people weren't offended either. They must have all known that he was too young to be working, so-called. But yet his chalice was filled with cash.
It's so ridiculous to think that if they did away with the child labor laws in America now, that kids would the mines would be full of them. You know, all the construction crews would be nothing but 13-year-old boys.
Yeah, then the Hispanics will be complaining because they're lining the construction crews with underage teens.
They're undercutting us in pay, man.
Yeah.
Man, these kids are working for 90 cents an hour.
So I feel good when I see kids working like that. In fact, it makes, you know me, Mark, I'm a cheapskate. Like, I'm a frugal bastard.
Yes.
But yet, nonetheless...
Put me in, miser.
Nonetheless, you put a kid out there, and I feel like, hey, you know, that kid's working. He's doing a good job. I pulled out a $5 bill one night and gave that kid $5.
That amazes me, but it doesn't amaze me, because, I mean, you are a man of your principles, and when you see something like that, I would definitely think you would put your money towards it.
And I think a lot of other people are that way, too. You know, oh, that's so... Isn't he cute? Let's give him some money. Hey, the kid's making money. Who can disagree with that?
Right.
His parents obviously know where he is. It's not like he ran away to go work at this restaurant. He's dressed in a suit and tie. So what's wrong with that situation? I mean, really, if you're somebody who thinks that there's a problem with this, I'd really love to hear from you. I mean, we're running out of time, obviously, tonight, but email address is there on the site, though. It is best for you to call. I got to say, for those of you that have emailed in with your suggestions for things to talk about on the show, thank you. It's much appreciated. If you don't get a personal response, please don't feel bad. It's just all so backed up, basically, at this point.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Coming to the point where you're going to have to figure out something about responding to, like, emails.
I've already put a note up on the site that says don't expect a response.
I just don't think you can respond to them all.
No, I've already noticed. I mean, I've sent notice. You're probably not going to get a response. But thank you for the submissions. We always read our emails, whether or not you actually get a reply. But sometimes there are people that email in and say, yeah, I'd like you guys to address this and this and this. And really, I'd love to get to these emails and address all of your issues. But if you really want Free Talk Live to address an issue, pick up the phone and call in. That's the best way to bring your issue to the forefront, because I can tell you, if you've emailed the show in the last month, your emails are still sitting there with everybody else's emails as I slowly get around to processing through them. It may be 3 months before your email gets on the air, if at all. So if you want to guarantee that your issue is addressed, participate live on the air in the show. You don't have to be listening live to participate. Just get on the phones and take part, because that's what this show is all about. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right. We're back tomorrow night. Maybe we'll get some kids in here to take advantage of in the meantime. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. I mean, for a job.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're...